My Chicago story is something that took place when I was around, I want to say 18 years old, and I was working for a Christian organization here in Phoenix. I was not really working. I was one of the kids, one of the leaders of the group. So I wrote a little article for them, and they put it in their newsletter or whatever, and they really liked it. So this was way before if somebody had said to me, Stella, you're going to publish internationally, you're going to... Yeah, there's no way that I could have ever thought of any of that. So they say, we really like the way you wrote. Would you like to work for us, for our offices in Chicago? And I thought, what? So here I am, 18 years old, right? Born in the barrios of South Phoenix. Had never really gone anywhere except maybe to Tempe or Chandler or something, you know, or out of state to LA or something like that. So I was like, what am I going to do to get to Chicago? Well, you have to fly to Chicago. You know, they said we have our corporate offices there. So now the dilemma I had was to go tell mom and dad, because I was, you know, a young lady, and they were very traditional about their women. And women didn't go far from home, and women went only with family. So I remember going to mom and dad, and they're sitting in the same little spots that they always did sit in. You know, mom had her chair, dad had his little chair. And it was this tiny little kitchen, you know, that a house that my father had built and has still remained there. So I had to go first to face them. And you need to understand that my wheels spinned differently from the other members of the family. So nobody could understand half the time where I was coming from. So when mom and dad saw me approach them, they were like already nervous because they didn't know what in this, you know, a crazy mind of their daughters was she going to come up with. So I said, mom, dad, you know, yes, you know, dad was sipping his coffee. Do you know that Christian group that I hang around with? And my mom says, what Christian group? You mean the kids that stay out till 2 or 3 in the morning? Is that the Christian group you're talking about? Because they were party-hardy kids, too. So I said, well, yeah, but mom, you know, and she said, no, listen to me. Did the disciples of Christ stay out till 2 or 3 in the morning? I said, no. Okay, then, now what are you talking about? So it started on a bad foot with mom and dad already. So I said, anyway, never mind about that. I said, mom, they've offered me a job. Okay, now, you know, as well as I do, in the Southwest, us, you know, the Latino people, Mexican people, we cherish work and we cherish service and so forth. So they were very excited about that. And they said, oh, my goodness, they've offered you a job. I said, yes, they want me to write, you know, for them. Write. Oh, my goodness. Mom was so happy. Dad, you know, they're almost cheering there. And I said, and they want me to do this. They want me to go to Chicago. So mom's face went blank, and she turns to my dad and says, what is Chicago? It's the first time she pronounced a CH with a ch sound. I said, no, mom, it's not ch, it's Chicago. So mom says to dad, what is it? And he says, well, it's a big city. It's a big city. I said, no, dad, it's not that big. It's really not that big, dad. New York is big. Chicago's smaller than New York. And I was doing everything with my hands to show them, you know, very graphically. It's very, very small. So I said, no. Okay, Dad, I said, do you know Detroit? Yes, that's where they make all the cars. I said, okay, well, Detroit is farther away than Chicago. You see, it's way, way out there by the Great Lakes. As soon as I said the Great Lakes, mom's face went white, and she says, what are you talking about, water? Because I had forgotten that one of my sisters had almost drowned at Harmon Park. So mom was horrified of deep water. You see what I was, you know, putting my foot further into the mud. And I said, mom, I'm not going to be anywhere near the lakes. They're blocked off. They're polluted. I don't want anything to do with it. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. Chicago's closer to Phoenix than Detroit. Don't you understand? It's not that far. It's just how are you going to get there? By a plane, mom. I'm going to get on an airplane. She says, what? An airplane? They're always falling from the sky. You're not going to go there. So then she looks at my dad and she asks the question that ended the entire dilemma. She said, Chico, because yeah, that was his nickname. Do we know anyone in Chicago? And my dad said, no, we have no family in Chicago. end of conversation. End of conversation. Because they were not going to send their daughter, who was 18 years old, attractive-looking young woman, to Chicago by herself. There's no way. So, was I a happy camper? No. Oh, no. I thought, nobody understands me. I'm never going to get out of here. I don't know what my career will ever be. Oh, no, I was not a happy camper. But later, in hindsight, you know, I became a happy camper because I believe, had I gone there, it might have split me away from who I was and from the growth that I still had to do here in the Valley, because my work here is centered in the heart of where I grew up. So now I look back and say, Mom and Dad, thank you for closing that door to Chicago at that time.